And now a segment we call Before They Were Royals. We're going to talk to three sports writers who knew some of our Royals way back in the day when they played in high school. And naturally, we'll want to know what insights they gained about those players then and if they knew they were headed for the big leagues even back a long time ago. Joining me first this morning is Dave Nordman. He's a deputy managing editor for sports at the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. And Dave, nice to have you. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tim Collins played at which high school, Dave? That's the player we're talking about here, our pitcher Tim Collins.
Yeah, you know, Tim Collins played at Worcester Vocational High School, which it's actually a trade school here in Worcester, about 50 miles outside of Boston. It didn't go your normal route. I believe he was a carpentry major, so if he wasn't throwing a baseball today, he'd probably be designing kitchens and building cabinets.
How good was he back in high school?
You know, he was always the smallest player on his team. He's still the smallest player on his team. He's probably about 5'5" back in high school, but always the best player on his team. He went to a very small school, but you know, even for his size, just the best player on his team by far.
You just wonder how a kid 5'5" can, and you know, he's not much bigger today. If he's any bigger, how he's able to do what he does at that kind of size.
Well, you know what? It's the story I always tell is how Tim Collins got discovered, and the name J.P. Ricciardi rings a bell to a lot of baseball people. The former Toronto Blue Jays general manager just happened to be. To grow up and live down the street from where Tim Collins, he's J.P. Ricciardi, also a Worcester native here in Massachusetts, attending an American Legion game one night, and there was an actual much more heralded pitching prospect by the name of Keith Landers, pitched in the Little League World Series, went on to play on a scholarship at Louisville and was drafted as well. He actually, J.P., went to see Keith Landers pitch. And Tim Collins was warming up in the bullpen, throwing a bullpen session. And as JP tells the story, he heard the glove of the catcher's glove pop a couple of times, and he looked over and he said, "Who's that?" And he couldn't, you know, he was looking at this 5'4" kid, and he said, "Well, no, who was throwing that ball?" And he said, "That was me." And he couldn't believe it was him. Saw him throw a little bit more, invited him back for a formal bullpen session the next day, and I believe a week later signed him to a free agent tryout. Obviously, Tim went undrafted, as most 5'5" pitchers from Massachusetts do. But you know, I guess JP just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Heard what he called that distinct popping of the catcher's glove, and you know, the next thing you know, he's 18 years old, and he's not he was headed to the Community College of Rhode Island. Instead of there, he's signed a pro deal, and he's playing in the Blue Jays system.
So, at any point, did you imagine him in the big leagues, Dave?
You know what? I mean, we followed him from the time he was 14 to the time, you know, obviously now. Watched him progress up through the Blue Jays system, then he was traded to the Braves system, and eventually the Royals system. And, you know, I guess waiting for him to kind of hit that wall, but, you know, dominating for his size at every stop of the way, I guess he just continues to, you know, kind of make believers out of non-believers. And I guess at this point he's just sort of, you know, Timmy Collins, the Worcester kid who's just a big league pitcher. We've had our share of big league pitchers with Tanyan Sturps. You know, he was a very good pitcher who pitched at school here in Worcester. So, you know, I guess he stopped making believers out of non-believers, and now he's just Tim Collins, the big league pitcher who obviously people here really look up to.
Well, that's Dave Nordman. He's a deputy managing editor for sports at the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. And, Dave, we sure appreciate your insights. Thanks a lot.
Got it. Anytime.
Okay, let's move on to our third baseman, Mike Moustakas. And our guest now is Eric Sondheimer. He covers high school sports for the L.A. Times. And he's been doing that for a number of years now. And, Eric, thank you for taking some time with us.
My pleasure.
And what a catch Mike Moustakas made last night. The foul ball, he leans over the rail, and it's all over ESPN, all over everywhere today. What an incredible catch.
Yeah, it's a little surprising in the fact that he was really been well-known for his hitting. His defense hasn't gotten a lot of attention. He was a shortstop in high school, and because at third base was his teammate Matt Dominguez, who also was a first-round pick his senior year, so it was hard to replace Dominguez, but now it's interesting that he's moved over to Dominguez's position.
And Eric, what high school are we talking about out in the Los Angeles area?
We're talking about Chatsworth High School, which is in the San Fernando Valley. And, you know, in Southern California, we're just known for producing great athletes in a number of sports, whether it's football, swimming, softball, soccer. And in baseball in particular, it's really a terrific area. Every year, players get drafted, end up going to the major leagues. And for him, it was no surprise. I mean, he was taken the number two pick overall in the 2007 draft. He was the all-time home run leader in California prep history at 52 in his career, wow. 24 in his senior year. And so he was demonstrating the ability to be a good player. Of course, you never know if somebody's going to continue that on at the next level, and it took him some time to get up there. And even during the regular season, he wasn't really hitting the ball that well. But when it's playoff time, Moustakas really is pretty effective, because in high school, every year, he went to Dodger Stadium because that's where Chatsworth was, and that prepared him for the pressure of the playoffs.
Well, you got to know his family back in those days, Eric. What did you learn about them, and what did you learn about Mike Moustakas as a result?
Well, what's interesting is Moustakas was far more a little bit louder than his parents were. You know, his father always showed up to the games, was always behind home plate, but was really quiet and not one of those parents who's getting on the umpires a whole lot, or those secretly inside. I know he probably was concerned. His mom was also there. So they were kind of low-key, and Mike's a really high-energy guy, not shy at all, but always well-behaved. But he would say something in the dugout to try and get his teams going, for sure. And he was so much more different than his other future major league player, Matt Dominguez, who's with the Houston Astros. Hmm. He was kind of quiet. And his father, who works for the L.A. Times, is far more vocal than Mr. Moustakas was.
You always saw Mike Moustakas as a pretty mature kid. Do I have that right, Eric?
He was mature, and he was an athlete. He was a tough kid because he played high school football. He was the quarterback at Chatsworth until he got hurt and kind of convinced him to just stick with baseball, because I think that kind of scared the family a little bit. They obviously were – the future lied in baseball, and they weren't going to risk it. But he was a good two-sport athlete, and I'm sure if you have a football around the Kansas City Royals dugout, he'd be happy to throw a few spirals for everybody.
Well, Eric Sonheimer, again, covers high school sports for the L.A. Times. And, Eric, I sure appreciate you taking some time. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're talking this morning about when they were Royals way back in the day. We're talking about our hometown heroes and their exploits back in high school. We're joined now by Kerry Osborne. He's a sports editor at the Santa Clarita Valley Signal out in California. We're going to talk to him about James Shields. And, Kerry, thanks for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
And you're just north of Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, we are, about 20 miles north.
And you went to the same high school as James Shields. Where was that? And what was its name?
Hart High School. Actually, him and I went to school together, and I actually played with his brother Jeremy as a sophomore.
Huh. What was Jeremy like? And are the two brothers pretty similar?
Well, Jeremy's a soft-tossing lefty. He was an effective lefty. He didn't make the varsity until his senior year. He was Jamie back in the day, so Jamie was very much more highly touted.
And he was highly touted because he could do what?
Well, Jamie is a freshman. I think he was on the freshman team at Hart High School, and everybody knew that, you know, he was an out-getter, but also he was a hard thrower. He was very much advanced for his time. I think everybody knew in the program from top to bottom that eventually this guy was going to be a star in the high school and at the varsity level.
Hmm. I was wondering what you called him back in those days, because, of course, here in Kansas City, and since he's been in the majors, it's always been James Shields. Why is it James Shields? Any sense of that?
You know, I asked him that actually when he first made the major leagues. What's the change? And I remember him telling me, "Well, that's what they put printed in the media guide, basically. You know, that's the story."
Just how competitive is James Shields? Any insights into that, Kerry?
You know, he's a guy that he's just an ultra hard worker. His cousin is Aaron Rowan, former major leaguer, and I remember I keep wanting to call him Jamie, but James. James was telling me that he used to go to Las Vegas where Aaron lived in the off season, and tenacious training, up very early in the mornings, extremely competitive. I mean, he's a guy with a will to win that's beyond most people I know. And it's interesting because where he came from at Hart High School, it's produced so many top level athletes. In fact, in 2000, James was teammates of NFL quarterback Matt Moore. And Chris Valleca, who's actually in the Chicago Cubs, was briefly his teammate in 2000. So that's the kind of competition he was dealing with at the high school level.
Hey, where do you think that drive, that competitiveness comes from? Did it come from mom and dad, or what's your sense?
I think it's kind of he had two older brothers, two other brothers in the baseball program. I think that's probably where the competition started. But he was never, he was always very supportive of his brothers. His brothers were supportive of him. So I think it's just kind of this inner drive to be great. You know, he comes from a great sports family. You know, he's had a couple other cousins who were drafted by Major League Baseball teams as well. So it's a family of greatness, pretty much.
Didn't James Shields' older brother once threaten to beat you up once?
Your producer's good, yeah.
You know, she is.
I think when he was, he might have been 12 years old, and we were on the freshman team, and Jamie back in the day was playing on our field. And we started throwing stuff at him, and then his brother comes by in about 10 minutes and said, "You guys got to stop throwing stuff at my brother. I'm going to beat all you guys up." So that's basically the story. Luckily, him and I are friends today, so I haven't been beaten up yet.
Have you seen James Shields over the years?
Yeah, I see him probably at least once a year. I make it a habit to talk to him maybe once or twice a year. I stay in contact with his brother as well.
And how happy is he being with the Royals and the success they're having? Any sense of that?
Yeah, you know, in fact, I talked to him and did a story about it a couple months ago, right when you guys were really making the drive to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's very happy with the Royals. I get the sense that he's really, really enjoying the whole Kansas City area. And hey, he loves to win, so this is perfect for him.
Well, Kerry Osborne is a sports editor at the Santa Clarita Valley Signal talking about James Big Game Shields. And sure appreciate your time, Kerry. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.